Mary here, I get her all rigged up here. Let me see if I can figure out a place to put this. Y'all see if you don't agree with me. She does a good job singing. A very good job singing. Yeah. Well, I get out of the line here. They calling them letters again. G&D.
Austin.
Yeah. Amen. Don't go right ahead. I wanted to hear what I heard.
Well, she sung that earlier, and I certainly enjoyed it. And I tell you what, life things I enjoy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good job. Praise the Lord. Who's glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm Brother Quentin McKenzie. This is my man Austin over here.
Yeah.
We've been traveling for a couple months now. We do both preach, but you only get one of us tonight, hopefully. Lord's will, one of us.
Amen.
We both sing. I'm glad to have my man back there, Red, drive us up here.
Yeah.
We load his car down.
Yeah.
I mean down. We only have three seats total. That's just for us three. That my other friends, just Claudine, Brother James, Sister Shirley, came with me. I will have her sing later on again. Don't worry. We're going to sing a couple, then have her sing some more. Then I guess we'll preach. I do want that brother to sing before church is over.
Amen.
Regardless. First, if you can eat able, stand up with us. We're going to have church tonight.
Yes, praise
God. I don't fall first.
Bless the Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
What are we doing first?
You want to do it,
okay.
Should be D.
Huh?
D.
We're two codes were before me.
Say any more welcome to it. No, before I preach.
Let me guess. G again?
You cut it off?
Because you broke it.
I don't think I First of all, I want to thank the Lord for being in the house. Regardless, it may not be a church building, but it's out to God.
Amen. Two or three.
Don't make a difference where you make it.
That's right.
The presence of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when I was little growing up, that's why I married these old upright pianos. I had one when I was growing up. It was out of tune. Didn't have about 5-6 keys that worked on it, but I still played it just
fine. Amen.
And I'd run my uncle crazy playing it all the time because I'd be up at dawn. Playing it, I'd be playing it about all day long till it goes to bed at night. But I think there's a little story behind that. I had a sister that was 15 years old. God took her.
Yeah.
She died of cancer. But you know, when I was little, big enough to get on a piano stool, I'd sit and watch her play day in, day out.
Yeah.
And she went to church with my daddy. My daddy was a janitor at the church, Warbill Overhaul, an old country church. She went with him all the time, but I was still little, you know. But I sit on the piano too and watched her day in, day out.
Amen.
And watched her play the
piano. Just called in.
And then I said, if I ever want anything from you, God, that's what I said, what I want. And I told my sister, I said, you know, sis, I said, I want to do what you do. And you know, I didn't know that she was going to die at the time. I was 10. And she said, you will someday. But she more or less just told me that you will someday. And I didn't know. But God took her home.
Yeah.
That's like took part of my heart with her.
Yeah.
When she passed, we was just like peanuts. She took my weapon. She stood before me. She wouldn't let my mama with me because I was so little anyway. She'd get in front and take my wicket. That's how close we was. And you know, one night we was having revival. And back then when they had revival, we went for 6 weeks. The people would come around everyone. You know, back then it didn't make no difference. My grandmother was a good Baptist woman. My aunt was a Baptist woman. Praise God, she walked from 12, 20 miles just to get a ride to go to church. She was a Baptist lady. My dad told me to stay with Baptist folks. And make long story short, I said, I can't take any longer, Lord. I said, I gotta do something. Daddy said, won't you come go to church with me?
Amen.
Well, I went to church and they had my Bible.
Amen.
I was sitting on the front row, man. And the preacher got to preaching, and the more he got to preaching, the more the Lord was dealing with me.
Come on.
Amen.
And I gripped the seat with both hands. Yeah. I said, oh, I said, I feel something. That, when that Lord was clicking, tagging the ball hard.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the holy seat, and I said, no, I ain't going up there. No, I ain't going up there to have prayer. But you know, the more you step down, the more the Lord's dealing with
that's
you.
Right.
You know, when the Lord's dealing with that's you, he'll keep dealing with you till you make a change.
Right.
And I got up there and I made a change. And the revival kept on going on. And you know, the Lord told me one night, they had it all up right there, and I sitting up on the floor, but it was facing the wall with the back against the congregation. Which I didn't mind that, because I was always thankful when I was little. I didn't want to always close my eyes and try to face anybody. 6 o'clock in the morning, revival was still going on. People was getting saved and everything healed. And the Lord said, you go up there and play your first. I said, I ain't done it. Old Captain Thomas kicked in up that time. And I said, no, I ain't going up there, Lord. In front of all them people, I ain't done it. I ain't done it. He said, I'm fixing the great field of God right now. And you know, I went up there and I played Amazing Grace, first song I ever played on piano. And I'm 65 years old. I've been playing for 55 years. And you know, I give God all the praise for that. And I said, no, thank you.
Amen.
But I said, I know what God brought me from. And I know God gave me the talents. And I'm the only using for Him. And I look for the day that when I get to heaven, I'm going to play a golden piano. When I get to heaven, praise God. And you know, I can't wait. Sometimes I get a little homesick. I don't mean to get stirred up. But I'm going to tell you something. This might get a problem on the outside for some people. It don't make no difference. You can go out here and pray, sit on a rock somewhere, or out here in a field somewhere, and call upon the name of Jesus Christ, and He'll come in your heart. It don't make no difference. People just throw on here. But the God I serve dwells out there just like He does in the house of God. One day,
yes.
When I was driving an old boat, and I couldn't see my way back, I had scales upon me, though God, He's blew them scales off. And I thank God that I saw that light. And you know that lighthouse is still shining forever. His light ain't gone now. All lights may be gone now. We need a couple more chemicals on the car, praise God.
Amen.
Bless your Lord. Praise God.
On the rooftop,
yes.
having church. You help yourself.
Because they might have gone to a bad song.
Try to find the Lord around here.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You know, when the Lord told Moses to go, really, he killed him that way, God. He said, I can't do it.
Let's come down, preach, sing. Gotta bring some backup with me.
Amen. Amen.
Let's just serve.
Smart man, bring some backup,
amen. Yes, he created me.
just went and just done so much for me. You know, I just can't praise him enough. You know, at first I didn't think I was going to live. I was in under life support for 10 days from where I'd had a heart attack. I had a seizure and fell in the floor, but you know, he was right there with me, and he brought me through that, and I just praise him so much for that. And then the devil just kept on trying to kill me. The next thing I know and everything, I came up with cancer in my ovaries, and you know, I thought I was going to die, but you know, he brought me through that too. And you know, there ain't nothing impossible with the Lord. Well, I know that God's right there with me, and I know that what he does for me, he'll do for you all, because he loves us all the same. We're all God's children. You know, I just love him so much, and I think of all the stuff, you know, that he's done, and I just want to go on and get closer to him. I want to go and do more and more for him. I just love him so much, and you know, nothing is impossible with God. If you just really believe, he said to ask him, he shall receive. You know, that's all we have to do. Just call upon his name, and he's always there, and he'll always hear it. You know, God answers prayers all the time. And I just love him, and I just praise him so much. I just love him.
We've got someone that requests for Dan. I get him to sing something real quick before you start reaching out.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to use my I'm used to it.
So for it.
That song you sung was my favorite song. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I hadn't heard that song in a long time. So much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. I'm telling you, every day ought to be the praise and the thank him for.
Yes, amen.
Man, I tell you, we're the biggest complainers of the world. God's been so good to us.
Yes, amen.
I appreciate the testimony, too.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Praise God.
I'm going to thank for what I've heard already tonight. Yeah. I'm blessing out of it.
I fixed that plug here, my brother Daniel.
All right.
Put a couple screws. I said, hold it.
Sorry about that.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Bless the Lord. I'm like Carolyn, I've enjoyed this.
Been some good singing, hasn't it?
Amen. Tammy
wanted me to do this, so I'm going to do this one for y'all. Long Black Train.
Amen.
Hold on, I ain't connected.
Bless him, Lord. Praise God.
Bless him, Lord.
If y'all got y'all's on. Patrick, you got yours on? Reed, you got yours on?
It could be their equipment.
Because I heard somebody connect to it.
Hold on a second. They have the last one to use it this morning. It
might be Reed. Hold on there.
All right.
Technology's over my head.
Oh, yeah.
What we got there?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Like I said, technology and me, we just disagree. I'll win you.
Not at all.
They watered me at one time and I ended up swinging it and maybe give it back to them. I don't know if it's tore it up or not. Bless you.
Church all my life.
There's
so many times where every time I go to school, it's hard to go to school. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, read that Holy Spirit.
Because you're trying to live a different way than they are.
Right.
Right.
And it's hard. Let me tell you, I'm graduating finally, so yeah. It's going to be a little easier.
Yeah.
But I was up last night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning time, reading and studying, and I had like 2-3 messages, and it finally narrowed it down to one.
All right.
Or we'll be here all night long.
All right.
I don't know about y'all, but some people got to work in the morning. I don't work, but some people got to work in the morning, I'm sure. But we're going to preach on two of my best friends, Paul and Silas. Got your Bibles?
Amen.
To the Acts chapter 16 with me.
Yeah. Singing boys.
I don't know about y'all, but after so many times getting beaten, chained up in a good old dungeon. And my favorite time of the night is midnight hour, because they started singing praises on
God.
Right. Yeah. Therefore, when they started singing praises, the chains fell off, the doors flew open.
That's right.
The doors flew open, but yet they stood there. There's a reason why they got put in prison. I'm going to preach about that reason tonight. But if you're able, stand with me for the reading of the Word. I'm going to read 22 through 34. It said, and it brought them to the majesty, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach custom which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the majesty went off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into a prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them in their prison, and made their feet fast in stocks. Now here's the verse. And at the midnight hour, Paul and Silas prayed and started singing praises unto the Lord.
Yes.
And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there came a big old earthquake. And the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, and drew out his sword. So he was going to kill himself, because he knew if all the prisoners plus Paul and Silas were gone, they're probably going to kill him anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that, but I'm just...
Yeah.
For a sword that would have killed himself, supposedly that the prisoners have been fled. Here's my favorite verse. But Paul cried out and said, to loud voice saying, do thou no harm, for we are all still here. See, there's a reason why Paul and Silas were there. We're all still here. And then he called for a light of the spring, and it came trembling down, fell down before Paul and Silas. And his jailer, verse 30, brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to get saved? His jailer wasn't saved.
Amen.
See, there's a reason why Paul and Silas was in jail. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved in thy house.
Yeah.
And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and all that were in his house. So his whole family got saved as well. Wife and kids, if he had some. And they spake unto them the words and all of that were in the house, and they took them to the same hour, the same night, same hour, and the night in which their stripes, and was baptized, and he in all his straight ways.
Amen.
And when he had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God for all our house. Austin, pray for us for the message tonight.
Lord, we come before you this evening, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you'd anoint the preacher, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let him bring forth the word this evening, Lord.
Yes.
That your people would be able to take, Lord Jesus, and let them be able to chew on it throughout the week, Lord Jesus. Strengthen their bodies, Lord.
Yes.
Ask this all in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
As we read here, there's a reason, like I said before we read, there's a reason why Paul and Silas were in prison. Because that jailer and his family was not saved at all.
Amen.
I'm going to preach for a little while. When I thought, the Lord gave me a thought for this message. God comes through.
Amen.
Yes,
God's comes through. No matter what you're going through, doesn't matter how deep you're in that pit, as the song said, he was way below the bottom for you and I. So really after a while, we're going to a place called heaven. I like Revelation talks about there'll be no more pain, sorrow, crying, death. I like that place. Sounds like a good place, don't it?
Yes.
And also, the Bible also says there's a hell where we get tormented for eternity. Revelation 21, I believe, 14, 15 says, if your names are found in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to be cast in hell.
Yeah.
With the others.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to go down there. It's too hot. We complain how hot it is, how hot the sun is today. Just wait. If you're not saved, not born again, just wait. You think it's hot now?
Come on now.
Wait.
Amen.
This ain't in none of my thoughts, but Daniel 3, my three other best friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
The king had a golden statue. And they wanted him, one of them three, they wanted everybody to bow down to the statue, the gold statue.
Yeah.
They refuse because they know who their master really is.
Yes, amen.
That's right. Amen.
Well, they refused to bow down. And I believe they tied them or chained them or they're bound up.
Yeah.
And he says, one of the soldiers or said, go turn up the fire furnace 7 times hotter.
Yeah.
So hot it killed the dude that went to go.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Yes, amen.
Well, they threw him in the fire. Here's come my fourth friend, my very best friend. The king comes back to the fire. He said, they're not throwing three.
Yeah.
I see four.
Yeah.
Fourth one looks like the Son of God.
Yes, amen.
They're walking in the fire furnace. No harm. They come out no harm blemish.
Trying to stay warm.
On their clothes.
Amen.
God came through for them.
Amen.
Amen. God came through for those three boys.
That's right,
brother.
Come on.
It's my other favorite friend, the woman that issued blood.
Yeah.
Now, funny story real quick. I met my buddy's mom preaching the other night about the woman issue of blood. And she got a crowd. Man, him, I said, do you not know what between a crowd and a wall is? I mean, look at us. I mean, we were standing right beside us. We had a little gap for the woman just to get to Jesus. But anyway, woman issue of blood.
Yeah.
Crowded. Jesus was crowded with people.
Army.
I mean, she probably couldn't even see the man.
You're right.
But she knew she was there. Bob says, if I can just touch.
Yeah. Him was gone.
The very hem of his garment. She'll get healed. So this woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. Am I right? 12 years? That's long years for issue of blood.
Yeah.
Very long years. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment,
if
I can just get through the crowd, and just get to the hermit, Jesus said, who touched me? They're like, well, you're crowded. Everybody's touching you. I mean, he said, nah, there's this one person that touched me.
Amen.
I needed healing in her body.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're sick and you flipped it and you don't know what to do, there's a very best friend that I like to call Jesus.
Amen.
That can set you free, that can heal your body.
Amen.
I don't know about you,
right.
I don't know about y'all, but yeah, I'm going to be honest right now. I'd rather them save my daddy here on this earth and took him home. But it was time for he needed somebody else to come up there and help him run the place. And I know that he's up there watching over me, traveling my buddy, and preaching and singing for the Lord. I mean, without him, Jesus and my daddy, I would be standing here today, or with my grandparents. If it wasn't for my Christian grandparents, I'd probably be out in the world doing everything that there is. But you know what? There's a purpose for me. There's a reason. I had a work I had to do to get to the other side.
Amen.
It doesn't say the road's going to be easy.
You're right.
It ain't going to be easy.
But you can do it.
But by God, by Jesus Christ, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. That scripture's meant. Without God, we're nothing.
That's right.
We can't do nothing without God. And with God, we're something, and we can do all things. But Paul and Silas, back to the actual message. Paul and Silas, they commanded, they were preaching. They were out doing what they needed to do.
Right.
Amen. And they came, they were to just, they came and they got them, and they determined they were going to rip the clothes off and put many stripes upon them. Now, I don't know what they use. I don't know if they use the same thing that they beat Jesus with, but getting beaten with stripes on human body after so many, we probably would be beaten, probably half dead, to be honest. They beat them, they bound them up. Probably like you're in prison, bound up. Thrown in prison. After they already been beaten and they're bound up, they're in prison.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but if I was bound up and in prison, there is no way I would be singing that happy. No way. But Paul and Silas said, at the midnight hour, they started singing praise unto God, and all of a sudden there came an earthquake. Came an earthquake. The doors flew open, the stocks fell off. Somebody, their stocks need to fall off. They've been bound too long, they've been in the prison too long. I'm here to tell you it's time just to say, Lord, here I am. Everything I'm putting at your feet, and leave it there. There's so many people that will take their problems to the altar, and then when they get back up, they take the same thing they laid down back to their feet.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What was the purpose of doing it the first time? You're going to take it right back to your seat. Take it back home with you.
Amen.
It's time. Be honest.
That's right.
Well, it's time.
Right.
They started singing praises, and the doors flew open, the stocks fell off. The jailer was in charge to keep them safe.
What?
About to kill himself. Yeah. Yeah. Got his sword about to kill himself. Because he thought the prisoners, plus Paul and Silas, were gone.
What?
But Paul cried out to Jerry and said, do that no harm. We're still all here.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're all here.
Right.
The jailer ran up to Paul, said, what must I do to get saved?
Yeah.
Amen.
What must I do to get saved?
Yeah.
It really ain't that hard, people.
That's right.
It really ain't.
No.
Now, when you get saved, and you get baptized with the Holy Ghost, as soon as you walk out those doors, the devil's going to hit you.
Oh, yeah.
You're not even going under. He's going to fight even harder than what you are. That's good, because you know you're doing the right thing. You know where you're going one day after a while. But I have to say, if you're not getting fought by the devil on a daily basis, he's already got you. He's already got you. But I'm here to tell you that there's one man that I know, and I hope that y'all know.
Amen.
He can touch y'all. He can save us. He can heal our bodies. He healed the blinded eyes. Blinded to death. The dead?
Yes.
Can you raise the dead?
Sure is. 4 days.
Can you raise the dead?
Yes.
No.
Can you raise the dead?
No.
Nobody else can raise the dead.
Right.
Or hear the deaf? Can you touch somebody's ears? Touch somebody's eyes?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
So why would we lean on man that can't do those things, and instead lean on God that can do those things?
Amen. That's how things work.
Jesus died for us.
Yeah.
He laid 39 stripes on his back. It says in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for, he was bruised for, and by his stripes we were.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, second half. If you want to with me, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I think this is the best part right here. If I can for a little while longer preach on victory, somebody needs to get their victory tonight.
Yeah.
Somebody here that needs just to say, Lord, I'm here. I'm handing it all to you. I can't do no more without you.
Right.
It's time.
Amen.
We need to get victorious.
That's right. Amen.
The victory over death. We'll read about in a few, in just a second. Victory over death. How many knows that? We got victory over the enemy.
Amen.
Holy God.
And this world can't beat me no more.
Amen.
We may be wounded in the battle and scarred to show.
Come on.
At the very end, all of it be worth it after all.
Yes.
Verse 48 through 58. Actually, scratch that. I'm sorry.
Verse 57.
54, I'm sorry, 54 through 58. It says, so when the corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, on an enemy that shall be brought to pass, the saying that is written, death is shallow up in victory.
Yeah.
O death, where is thy sting?
Yeah.
O grave, where is thy victory?
Yeah.
The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks to be to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yes.
We'll stop right there. I'll finish the last couple sentences in a minute. We gotta claim our victory, church.
Yeah.
We gotta go to the enemy's camp and take what he's stolen from us.
Right.
We have that power.
Right.
We got that power. Go to the enemy's camp and take what he stole from us. There's a song called "This Means War," and I like these couple verses. You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have it. Because I know a man that can help me.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
I know a man that has brought me through everything in this world, school and all that stuff. Yeah, it was a hard road, but look where I'm at now.
Amen.
I'm behind the secret desk.
Yeah.
I call this the desk.
Amen.
It's the honor to be behind this desk and preach to people.
Amen.
We don't see many young people my age, Bill Austin's age, standing behind this pulpit
right.
preaching the gospel
right.
what they should.
Yes.
You don't.
Right.
You don't.
I know churches that have lots and lots of youth. They'll go because the parents make them go. They go or, I mean, it's just stuff. They don't want to be there. You can tell they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
But it's our job as pastors, evangelists, preachers, to tell them, that if you don't straighten up and get together, one day after a while, I hate to tell you, even Jesus hates to tell you, you're going to hell. You're making your bed in hell already.
Yeah, that's
right.
But let me tell you something. It's your choice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Get up out of your seat. I don't know if there's one up here, but go to the altar and say, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. Be washed by the blood. He washes white as snow. That's white, ain't it? That's clean. It's up to us. God can't make you. Pastor Eddie can't make you. Brother Quick can't make you. Austin can't make you. It's up to you. It's up to you where you want to spend your eternity.
Because
your flesh, your body, turn back into the dirt. But your soul still lives. Your soul either goes to two places. Heaven or hell. There's no in between. You can't have one foot in and one foot out. You're either all the way in or you're all the way out. You can't be both. Bob says, correct me if I'm wrong. You can't serve two gods. You can't serve two masters. Man, you're more welcome to try.
But you'll love the one, hate the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And guess who you love if you try both?
Right. You'll love the world.
You love the world and what's in it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
There's no other way.
Yeah. That's right.
But the world can't get you saved. The world can't get you to heaven.
That's right.
Just coming into these seats, comfortable seats, get you to heaven. Saying, I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I'll get you to heaven. Saying your prayer over you. You got to be fully in. You got to get saved, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
All three in one. You cannot serve both masters. You can't. Trust me. I know people that did it, and they chose the wrong path.
Amen.
God said to tell you, we need to choose the right path.
Amen.
The right way, not the wrong way, the right way.
Amen.
There's somebody here, that's a little shorter than what I have now, but there's somebody here tonight. But Austin, come help me, Austin.
It's Claudine.
Give him the piano. It's just Claudine. Somebody here tonight that needs a touch. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know if you're sick. I don't know. And it's none of my business, to be honest with you. But God knows. There's somebody here that needs a touch from God. I don't know who you are. Pastor Eddie, come help me if you need anointing with oil. Need a prayer over or whatever y'all do here. Please come up here and get prayed for. If you need prayer, come on. If you need to pray, this altar right here. We'll pray for you. We will. If the Lord's tugging at your heart and you need to pray, or if you need a touch from God, don't hesitate. Come up here and get it. Let me tell you, you leave out 10 times better than what you came in.
Amen.
In between church, it might have been rough. You get out of church this morning, you go eat a good lunch, you go home, and everything just tear apart. It just went bad. And you come in with anger, and you just want to, let me tell you something. All you got to do is just come up here. God can take care of you. You leave it out a different way you came in.
Bless the Lord. Grant the invitation.
Praise the Lord. Turn down on the I have it on. Give me keys to see. Who knows? We got to hang on until the storm's over.
Amen.
We have to. You have to see how it is. I'm still standing. And you wonder. Start over.
See.
You ask me how it is, and I'm still standing. And you wonder how I made it through the storm. Any special power? There's no secret. I just held on. And I held on till the storm was over. I'll always pray to be a hero. Don't have all the answers, but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm straight, not because strong, I just held on. I can tell the things are finally happening. I got a blessing I can call my home. Many times I wondered if I'll make it. While but I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong, I just held on.
Amen, brother.
Was says one more.
Bless
you. And says one more. Stand up with me one more time. There's no way you can end the service and like this. I feel the joy of the Lord fall and press on me. I feel the joy of the Lord. He's delivering me. And I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost fall over me. This is my favorite. Well, I've been loose. I've been set free. Well, pardon me a moment. I have what you believe. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost fall over me. I feel the joy of the Lord fall and crush on me. I feel the joy of the Lord is delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. And I feel the joy of the Lord fall and crush on me. And I feel the joy of the Lord is delivering me. And I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Well, now I've been loose, I've been set free. Well, pardon me a moment, I have a bunch of money. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. And I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord, He's delivering me. He's delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me.
Before
Eddie comes, I want my man Ray to testify for us.
I thank the Lord for being here tonight.
Amen.
Austin's my nephew. Quentin's been traveling around with me while I preach and seems knee-high to a grasshopper. So it's good to see them both working for the Lord.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
Yeah. I'm glad to be here with y'all. Amen. I had a real good time. Enjoyed all the singing from Sister Mary and Austin. Just thankful to be here tonight.
Amen.
Thankful for my friends, Sister Claudine, Sister Shirley, Brother James going with me. Thank you for my partner here in crime coming with me tonight. My buddy Austin, appreciate Brother Eddie Linus come, sing, preach for y'all. I hope y'all have us back pretty soon. We'll be more glad to come on back.
Yeah.
But give it back over to Brother Eddie.
All right. Oh, I'll tell you, amen. Did we live stream that thing tonight?
Yes.
Did it melt? You still going? All right. I'll tell you, I thank God for the Word of God that went forth tonight.
Yeah.
I commend Brother Quentin. He said he's up late last night. Trying to get a clear message from the Lord. I believe he succeeded. Amen. And I enjoyed the singing. Mary's staying. Y'all ready?